It's literally just an open market, and people are suffering because they can't make sense of it, you know, and weigh up, you know, desires versus, you know, kind of, you know, eventual goals in your life, and, you know, mistakes that you make now that follow you later, and dating, and, you know, all of that stuff. You know, it's subhanAllah, I'm grateful that we as Muslims don't have to deal with that mess. You know, one of the things, I am actually so grateful that the Deen gives us the blueprint that we have, because I see what's happening sort of in the world out there. Because if you look at sort of prior to the 1960s, you know, people around in the UK, in the US, in the West in general, they did things a lot like us. You know, there'd be chaperones, you know, there would be intentions of marriage, you'd go and ask the father to take the girl out, you know, it was a lot more civilized, shall we say. Now it's just a free-for-all. It's literally just an open market, and people are suffering because they can't make sense of it, you know, and weigh up, you know, desires versus, you know, kind of, you know, eventual goals in your life, and, you know, mistakes that you make now that follow you later, and dating, and, you know, all of that stuff. You know, it's subhanAllah, I'm grateful that we as Muslims don't have to deal with that mess. Alhamdulillah.
And it's all there, right? Like you said, the blueprint is there. And what a lot of people do is they just jump into marriage without knowing any of this stuff. And this is why conversations like these, podcasts, classes, books, there's so many resources out there that most married couples, they don't even consider. It's not even, it's not even there. They're not even thinking about it. It's just for them, it's about, no, I know we're going to get married, we'll figure things out, kind of thing. They don't even think about, let me educate myself, right? Because then later on, all of these discussions come up and they're like, I don't know what, you know, what to do in this case, or I didn't know about this, right? So I feel like, you know, just one tip for anyone that's considering getting married, and even if you're already married, it's not, still not too late, is to
isn't it?
Well, you know, depends on your situation, but we hope that
depends,
you know,
on the answer to the questions that you're going to ask.
But true, yes, true, go on. Right, so
what's the tip?
It's just about making sure that you spend a bit of time educating yourself. And that's all it is. It's, that's, you know, everything, you know, we talk about investing in yourself, right? You've got to invest in your relationship. And part of investing in your relationship is to take a course or to read some books and to learn, because then you start thinking a bit outside the box. You start seeing different perspectives, right? Whereas if you had, you know, had you not done that, you would have got into the marriage and you'd be thinking your way, and they'd be set in their way. So, you know, like there's books like, you know, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, right? You know, it's like understanding even the opposite gender, just understanding them. People don't do that.
Right?
Yeah.
So true. And you think about it, you know, if you grew up in a sort of Muslim, Islamic environment, your dealings with the opposite gender will be probably quite limited, right? And, you know, even if you grew up with sisters, or, you know, you grew up with brothers, the understanding of why they did what they did and kind of where that was coming from. I mean, I remember when I read Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and it was this like light bulb moment, one after the other, because what we as women see as issues, you know, what we as women see as, he doesn't do this, he never does that, and, you know, he always does this, things that become problematized, you know, problematized in our minds. When I read that book, I was like, oh, that's why he does that. It doesn't mean what I think it means. It's like Brené Brown says this thing, she does this Netflix series, and she's talking about, not a Netflix talk, and she had a conversation with her husband where she said to him, there was something that happened, she was upset by it, and she said to him, the story I'm telling myself is that you XYZ, right? Because that's what it is. Your husband does something, you start to tell yourself a story. He's doing it because of this, is because he feels like that, is because he, you know, I did this, or he's unhappy with me, or da da da. Come to find out, it's none of those things, you know, and there you've worked yourself up into this, you know, this state, when actually it was nothing like that. So that whole men want to fix things, you know, they want to solve things, they want to be the savior, you know, they want to be, you know, the dependable one.
Yeah.
That's why he keeps interrupting you, sis, and trying to tell you what to do, and all you want to do is just talk.
Yeah. So you see, so what I'm trying to say is that when we're talking about educating yourself, now when Muslims hear that, the first thing they think of is, okay, that means I got to study fiqh.
Yes.
Right, I've got to go to an Islamic school or whatever and learn about...
To learn the rights and responsibilities, right?
This, that, okay. See, that's what they think, but they don't understand that. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying just study fiqh, that's great. Mm. That's just one small aspect, right, of what we're talking about here. Is this is another, right, what we're talking about right now, you know, understanding men, understanding women, and vice versa. That's another area that you need to look at, right? You know, I'm Mr. Fix It. You're going to think that your whole marriage, that I need to be Mr. Fix It. She's come to me, she's speaking to me, that must mean I got to solve the problem.
Yeah,
and then you start to understand, oh no, actually she just wants to talk, and I just need to hear her, right? I just need to hear what she has to say.
Yeah.
And I don't really need to offer a lot of times the solutions.
Which,
like,
is
she's just
great.
Happy.
Yeah, all I need to do is say, really? Oh,
yeah.
Wow, subhanAllah. You know, job done. Give her a hug at the end of it. Khalas, you know, and she's, you know.
So this is like one example of, you know, how I said, even if you're already married, right? Stuff like this, that will help you. Because even if you've been married for a few years, you might come to it that, you know, that realization that, so that's why I've,
it's true.
Okay, now let me change it and switch things up a bit, and you'll see. And you know what, as Muslims, that's what we're supposed to be doing, right?
Mm.
We're not just supposed to just, our marriage isn't just supposed to be one straight line, you know? SubhanAllah, like when you look at the sunnah, and you look at all of these stories of the Prophet you know, with Aisha radhiallahu anha, etc. You got to understand, I mean, like those stories, the ones that are romanticized, they weren't like in the honeymoon period at the beginning of the marriage, right? These are things that he's doing like 10 years in to his marriage, right? What? And you find stories of him racing her and things like that. Like he was doing that 8-9 years into their marriage. That shows, because the Prophet was constantly, it was supposed to go up more, right? He's trying to invest in his marriage. The Muslims think, no, the investing is done before, like we were speaking about. Right,
the mahar
in that phase,
and the walima. That's when we do the investing.
Yeah. That's the investing. And then once I'm married, that's it. You know, just going to go in a straight line and just keep things ticking.
Mm.
But that's not the mindset. So if you can learn something during that time and invest in it, even better.
I love that. I love that. And I think, you know, as you've said, you know, having the intention to, you know, keep growing in the relationship, keep learning each other, learning ourselves as well, you know, becoming more self-aware. I think inshallah, it can only help the marriage.